suspicious, said Kennedy. Is it far?
Some miles.
Not too far to walk?
Oh, no, we could walk there easily.
We had better do so, then. A cabman's suspicions would be aroused if he dropped us both at the same lonely spot in the dead of the night.
Quite so. I think it would be best for us to meet at the gate of the Appian Way at midnight. I must go back to my lodgings for the matches and candles and things.
All right, Berger. I think it is very kind of you to let me into this secret, and I promise you that I will write nothing about it until you have published your report. Goodbye for the present. You will find me at the gate at 12.
The cold, clean air was filled with the musical chimes from that city of clocks, as Berger, wrapped in an Italian overcoat with a lantern hanging from his hand, walked up to the rendezvous. Kennedy stepped out of the shadow to meet him.
"You are ardent in work as well as in love," said the German, laughing.
"Yes, I have been waiting here for nearly half an hour. I hope you left no clue as to where we were going."
"Not such a fool, by Jove. I am chilled to the bone. Come on, Berger. Let us warm ourselves by a spurt of hard walking."
Their footsteps sounded loud and crisp upon the rough stone paving of the disappointing road, which is all that is left of the most famous highway of the world. A peasant or two going home from the wine shop and a few carts of country produce coming up to Rome were the only thing which they met. They swung along with the huge tombs looming up through the darkness upon each